Felt pretty good.
You know, just happy to be back out there, you know, working for one common goal with my teammates, doing what I love. Just feels good to get my feet wet again.
After missing the entire preseason, is it realistic that you can go out there and play?
Yeah, you know, I think so. You know, obviously, you know, you want to gauge where I am mentally, physically, you know, what my role is going to be, how big, how small. We don't know, but I'm just, you know, taking advantage of the reps that they're giving me and, you know, trying to prove, you know, why, you know, I need to be out there.
Do you have an idea where you are mentally and physically at this point?
Yeah, you know, I feel good. You know, I'm a year removed in the system. I prepare in terms of watching film, you know, pre-snap stuff. I feel like I have a good grasp of the defense. It's just, you know, going out there and getting those reps. And then, you know, those are completely invaluable. You have to have them. There's always going to be, you know, some type of, you know, curve there based on missing those dress rehearsals. That's why we have them. You know, that's why we have the camps, preseason, OTAs, all that stuff. We just don't show up and play.
Johnny, watch from the sideline. How good is this linebacking crew without you, and how good can it be?
Well, I think collectively we have great personalities. I think we have guys that can do a little bit of everything. We got guys that can rush, guys who are great in pass coverage, guys with a lot of experience, and guys who can play multiple positions. And that's important because guys get nicked. And, you know, obviously, you know, you don't want to get a beat on, well, this guy always does this guy always does that. So, you know, I feel great about our core. I think we can be really special this year.
You came here into a group that was kind of searching last year as far as linebackers go. See a difference this year as to what these guys are doing, film and practice?
Yeah, well, you know, I wouldn't say we're searching, but you just, you know, experience is tough, man. I mean, you know, there's only so many things that you can get in terms of meeting rooms and practice and even preseason. You know, live bullets is everything. So, you know, as you go, you learn. And, you know, having a more veteran group this year, I mean, every guy in our room has playing experience. You know, with the exception of the rookies, but, you know, even still, you know, we've got some first team reps from Kennard, who's going to help us out tremendously, and he prepares like a vet anyway. So, you know, we feel good about that.
John, the biggest thing you missed during the preseason and training camp is the hitting. How much of an impact is that, do you believe, on your game?
Well, that's the hardest part. You can't practice tackling. It just takes a toll on your body. It's not like in April, you're like, oh, I want to go out and work on my tackling. You can, you know, you can run routes and catch the ball and stuff like that, and work on your footwork, but you can't practice tackling. So, that's why using the preseason is not the best product in terms of just blocking and tackling. It's kind of sloppy because guys are trying to get back into it. So, you know, I have to really focus on my technique and you know, being fast and keeping my feet underneath me, make sure I can make a sound tackle as opposed to being really aggressive and trying to take a guy's head off. So, you know, I'm smart enough to know that. I've been doing it for a long time. But, there, you know, like I said, you know, that's going to come with playing in the game.